Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The dialogues and the questions will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue and the question about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have just heard. Now, listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Didn't Kathy go traveling to Japan with you last month?"
"Are you kidding? Even if it didn't cost anything, she'd rather stay at home."
What does the man think about Kathy?
A. Kathy likes traveling. B. Kathy went to Japan alone. C. Kathy is a thrifty woman. D. Kathy is a stay-at-home woman. E. Kathy is an extravagant woman.
The best answer to the question, "What does the man think about Kathy?" is, Kathy is a stay-at-home woman. Therefore, you should choose answer D. Now let's begin with number 1.
"I can't ride my bike to the pizza parlor."
"Why?"
"There isn't any parking for it."
"You could park your bike near the barber shop."
What does the man express? Number 1.
"I can't ride my bike to the pizza parlor."
"Why?"
"There isn't any parking for it."
"You could park your bike near the barber shop."
What does the man express? Number 2.
"Anna is studying hard right now."
"Yes, if she doesn't bring up her grades, she can't get into the university she wants."
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
"Anna is studying hard right now."
"Yes, if she doesn't bring up her grades, she can't get into the university she wants."
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
"Sarah's not eating her dinner. What's the matter?"
"She went to orthodontist and had braces put on her teeth. She says it hurts too much to chew."
Why is Sarah not eating her dinner? Number 3.
"Sarah's not eating her dinner. What's the matter?"
"She went to orthodontist and had braces put on her teeth. She says it hurts too much to chew."
Why is Sarah not eating her dinner? Number 4.
"Did you see that TV program last night about the skydiver whose parachutes didn't open after he had jumped from his plane?"
"No, I didn't. Did he die?"
"No, it's really unbelievable how he could have survived such a free fall."
What are the speakers talking about? Number 4.
"Did you see that TV program last night about the skydiver whose parachutes didn't open after he had jumped from his plane?"
"No, I didn't. Did he die?
No, it's really unbelievable how he could have survived such a free fall.
What are the speakers talking about? Part 2, questions 5 to 7, directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some incomplete dialogue spoken in English, followed by 4 responses also spoken in English. The dialogues and the responses will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best response to each question. Now, listen to a sample question.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Nancy. What are you doing here? Are you waiting for someone?
No, I'm waiting for a taxi. I want to go to a bookstore.
What is the best response to the woman's statement?
A. Let me take you to the bookstore. B. I'll find a good book for you. C. The store is open till 7 p.m. D. Oh, the bookstore is somewhere else.
The best answer to the question, what is the best response to the woman's statement, is, let me take you to the bookstore. Therefore, you should choose answer A. Number 5.
What's the matter?
I can't copy this book. This copy machine is always breaking down.
What does the woman probably reply?
A. Maybe we should buy a new one. B. It's time for a coffee break. C. There's a book in your desk. D. I prefer to write with a pen.
Number 5.
What's the matter?
I can't copy this book. This copy machine is always breaking down.
What does the woman probably reply?
A. Maybe we should buy a new one. B. It's time for a coffee break. C. There's a book in your desk. D. I prefer to write with a pen.
Number 6.
What time is it now?
It's 3:15.
I guess I should leave for the airport soon. My plane takes off at 3:30 and I'm supposed to be there at least an hour ahead of time.
What is the best response for the woman?
A. I'll take a taxi. B. It's almost 1:00. C. You'd better get going then. D. I can't pick you up at the airport.
Number 6.
What time is it now?
It's 3:15.
I guess I should leave for the airport soon. My plane takes off at 3:30 and I'm supposed to be there at least an hour ahead of time.
What is the best response for the woman?
A. I'll take a taxi. B. It's almost 1:00. C. You'd better get going then. D. I can't pick you up at the airport.
Number 7.
I'd be happy to type your letter for you, but I'm in the middle of something right now.
I can wait.
All right, it'll be done by early afternoon.
What does the woman probably reply?
A. Of course, I can wait. B. That will be a problem. C. Thanks, I really appreciate it. D. Yes, that was a disappointment.
Number 7.
I'd be happy to type your letter for you, but I'm in the middle of something right now.
I can wait.
All right, it'll be done by early afternoon.
What does the woman probably reply?
A. Of course, I can wait. B. That will be a problem. C. Thanks. I really appreciate it. D. Yes, that was a disappointment.
Part 3. Questions 8 to 11. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some monologues spoken in English. The monologues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to what speakers are saying. After you listen to the monologue, look at the 5 pictures provided in your test book and decide which would be the most suitable one for the monologue you have just heard. Number 8.
This phenomenon forms over the warm ocean water of the tropics. When warm, moist air over the water rises, it is replaced by cooler air. The cooler air will then warm and start to rise. This cycle causes huge storm clouds to form. The storm clouds will begin to rotate with the spin of the earth, forming an organized system. If there is enough warm water, the cycle will continue and the storm clouds and wind speeds will grow, causing this phenomenon.
Which picture fits the monologue? Number 8.
This phenomenon forms over the warm ocean water of the tropics. When warm, moist air over the water rises, it is replaced by cooler air. The cooler air will then warm and start to rise. This cycle causes huge storm clouds to form. The storm clouds will begin to rotate with the spin of the earth, forming an organized system. If there is enough warm water, the cycle will continue and the storm clouds and wind speeds will grow, causing this phenomenon.
Which picture fits the monologue? Number 9.
From the age of 10, boys on the Indonesian island of Nias prepare for their stone jump. It's not complicated, and the act is exactly as it sounds. Boys become men on the island by leaping over a stone wall, sometimes as high as 6 feet. This ritual is taken very seriously. Boys lived to their adulthood dressed in warrior garb, signifying that they were ready to fight and assume their responsibilities of men. They have to leap the stone barrier, ranging in height from 1.5 to 2 meters. It was essentially a final task in warrior training. Many boys begin training at a young age. It has also become a serious spectacle for gawking tourists that want to see traditional rites of another culture.
Which picture is described in the monologue? Number 9.
From the age of 10, boys on the Indonesian island of Nias prepare for their stone jump. It's not complicated, and the act is exactly as it sounds. Boys become men on the island by leaping over a stone wall, sometimes as high as 6 feet. This ritual is taken very seriously. Boys lived to their adulthood dressed in warrior garb, signifying that they were ready to fight and assume their responsibilities of men. They have to leap the stone barrier, ranging in height from 1.5 to 2 meters. It was essentially a final task in warrior training. Many boys begin training at a young age. It has also become a serious spectacle for gawking tourists that want to see traditional rites of another culture.
Which picture is described in the monologue? Number 10.
These animals are a kind of birds with black and white feathers and a funny waddle. But unlike most birds, they are unable to fly in the air. They spend as much as 75% of their time underwater, searching for food in the ocean. When they are in the water, they dive and flap their wings. It looks just like they are flying. They are shaped like a torpedo. Their body is built for the most efficient swimming, with their average speed in the water being about 15 miles per hour. They eat seafood. Their main diet is fish, though they also eat squid, small shrimp-like animals, and crustacean. If you look closely at their bill, you'll notice a hook at the end, perfect for grabbing dinner. They also have backward-facing bristles on their tongues that helps slippery seafood from getting away. They don't live near fresh water. Instead, they drink salt water.
Which animal is described in the monologue? Number 10.
These animals are a kind of birds with black and white feathers and a funny waddle. But unlike most birds, they are unable to fly in the air. They spend as much as 75% of their time underwater, searching for food in the ocean. When they are in the water, they dive and flap their wings. It looks just like they are flying. They are shaped like a torpedo. Their body is built for the most efficient swimming, with their average speed in the water being about 15 miles per hour. They eat seafood. Their main diet is fish, though they also eat squid, small shrimp-like animals, and crustacean. If you look closely at their bill, you'll notice a hook at the end, perfect for grabbing dinner. They also have backward-facing bristles on their tongues that helps slippery seafood from getting away. They don't live near fresh water. Instead, they drink salt water.
Which animal is described in the monologue? Number 11.
This landmark is a 40-story building in London. It is recognized as one of distinctive skyscrapers in the financial district of London, and it stands on the former site of the Baltic Exchange building. Its form is so unique. This building is essentially an elongated, curved shape with a rounded end that is similar to a stretch egg. It is covered uniformly around the outside with glass panels and is rounded off at the corners. It has a lens-like dome at the top that serves as a type of observation deck. Today, this building is used as an office building. It is the headquarters of many large companies. Some very popular television and radio shows are filmed here or near this building.
Which picture fits the monologue? Number 11.
This landmark is a 40-story building in London. It is recognized as one of distinctive skyscrapers in the financial district of London, and it stands on the former site of the Baltic Exchange building. Its form is so unique. This building is essentially an elongated, curved shape with a rounded end that is similar to a stretched egg. It is covered uniformly around the outside with glass panels and is rounded off at the corners. It has a lens-like dome at the top that serves as a type of observation deck. Today, this building is used as an office building. It is the headquarters of many large companies. Some very popular television and radio shows are filmed here or near this building.
Which picture fits the monologue? Part 4, questions 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker is saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have just heard. Questions 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
Indonesian aircraft manufacturer PT Dirgantara Indonesia, PTDI, is preparing 3 types of planes. CN-235-220, NC-212I, and N-219 that will be fitted to distribute equipment to remote areas in Papua. PTDI President Director Alfian Guntoro said in Jakarta on Thursday that the NC-235-220 plane could transport 6,000 kilograms of equipment. The plane can be used to distribute equipment from Moses Kilangin Airport in Mimika to cities in Papua, said Alfian. The NC-235-200 and NC-212I planes could land on Sentani Airport, which has a 3-meter-long runway, he said, adding that the NC-212I plane was able to continue the flight onto Rendani Airport in Manokwari, where the runway is 2,000 meters long. Meanwhile, the N-219 plane, which can transport 2,313 kilograms of equipment, is designed to land on airports with shorter runways like Merde Airport in West Papua, that has a 600-meter soil runway. Alfian said the plans made by PTDI were expected to become the air bridge to implement Presidential Regulation No. 70/2017 on logistic transportation service to less developed regions, remote areas, outermost islands, and border areas.
Number 12. What is the monologue about? Number 13. What will happen if the 3 types of plane have been flown? Questions 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
Indonesian aircraft manufacturer PT Dirgantara Indonesia, PTDI, is preparing 3 types of planes, CN-235-220, NC-212I, and N-219, that will be fitted to distribute equipment to remote areas in Papua. PTDI President Director Alfian Guntoro said in Jakarta on Thursday that the NC-235-220 plane could transport 6,000 kilograms of equipment. The plane can be used to distribute equipment from Moses Kilangin Airport in Mimika to cities in Papua, said Elvian. The NC-235-200 and NC-212I planes could land on Sentani Airport, which has a 3-meter-long runway, he said, adding that the NC-212I plane was able to continue the flight onto Rendani Airport in Manokwari, where the runway is 2,000 meters long. Meanwhile, the N219 plane, which can transport 2,313 kilograms of equipment, is designed to land on airports with shorter runways like Merde Airport in West Papua that has a 600-meter soil runway. Elvian said the plans made by PTDI were expected to become the air bridge to implement Presidential Regulation No. 70/2017 on logistic transportation service to less developed regions, remote areas, outermost islands, and border areas.
Number 12. What is the monologue about? Number 13. What will happen if the three types of plane have been flown? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue. Born in Pungkursari, Salatiga, Central Java, Adi Sucipto was known as the founding father of the Indonesian Air Force. He was the first Indonesian who flew the first Indonesian airplane. He was also the founder of the School of Aviation, which later became the Air Force Academy. A descendant of an Empu who was one of Prince Diponegoro's troops, Adi Sucipto was predicted to have a short life. Mbah Wiryo, Adi Sucipto's grandfather, said that his grandson was like Palgunadi, a courageous and honest wayang character who died young. That was why Adi Sucipto's father insisted that his son should go to Stovia, a medical school for Indonesians during the Dutch colonial period, and become a doctor. However, Adi Sucipto's determination to become a pilot was so strong. He dropped out of his medical school to enter the aviation school. At a school of aviation in Kalijati, West Java, he showed an excellent record. He could finish his study in 2 years and was also one of two Indonesians who got an advanced pilot license. For this excellent performance, Adi Sucipto was appointed secretary of the Dutch Aviation Company. After the proclamation of the Republic of Indonesia, Adi Sucipto formed the Air Force together with Surya Dharma, who later became the first commander of the Indonesian Air Force. Number 14. What is the monologue about? Number 15. What can we infer from the monologue? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue. Born in Pungkursari, Salatiga, Central Java, Adi Sucipto was known as the founding father of the Indonesian Air Force. He was the first Indonesian who flew the first Indonesian airplane. He was also the founder of the School of Aviation, which later became the Air Force Academy. A descendant of an Empu who was one of Prince Diponegoro's troops, Adi Sucipto was predicted to have a short life. Mbah Wiryo, Adi Sucipto's grandfather, said that his grandson was like Palgunadi, a courageous and honest wayang character who died young. That was why Adi Sucipto's father insisted that his son should go to Stovia, a medical school for Indonesians during the Dutch colonial period, and become a doctor. However, Adi Sucipto's determination to become a pilot was so strong. He dropped out of his medical school to enter the aviation school. At a school of aviation in Kalijati, West Java, he showed an excellent record. He could finish his study in 2 years and was also one of two Indonesians who got an advanced pilot license. For this excellent performance, Adi Sucipto was appointed secretary of the Dutch Aviation Company. After the proclamation of the Republic of Indonesia, Adi Sucipto formed the Air Force together with Surya Dharma, who later became the first commander of the Indonesian Air Force. Number 14. What is the monologue about? Number 15. What can we infer from the monologue? This is the end of listening comprehension section.